This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, folks. It's just after half past 12. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Aluminium Raj.
We are talking about whether or not you have a side gig and whether or not you've started freelancing alongside your 9-to-5 gig. If you have, let us know and let us know what it is that you're doing and why you're doing it. I've had a message here on Insta Story from That Is My Full Name. And they say, yes, of course, but just a bit. I'm a writer with a full-time day job. Sometimes I get jobs from my ex-colleagues and friends, or they refer others to me. Copywriting work like brochures, corporate video script editing, social media postings, web content, English to BM translation. And again, you know, people who are freelancing and doing these side gigs, it tends to be an extension of something that they're already doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Very rarely do you find somebody who's doing something completely very, very different to what mm-hmm. they normally do in their 9-to-5 gig. That tends to be the trend that I'm seeing too.
Yeah, sometimes they're most times they're in the same bubbles.
Right. Okay. Do let us know, though, folks. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number if you want to get in touch with us there. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. You can get us anytime towards the end of the show. We've still got about half an hour left. We're going to move on to story number two now. This is a story me and Arv were reading about earlier on, about WAG, this startup that raised $300 million to unleash growth. So... At the start of 2018, WAG looked like tech's next big thing. It's a dog walking startup, right? And they landed this $300 million investment from SoftBank's Vision Fund. You may have heard about those. They did Uber, and they throw money at Uber, and they throw money at WeWork. Those two companies have had their own issues, of course.
Yep.
WAG also had a lot of issues.
WAG's like the Uber for dogs, for
it
dog
is,
walkers.
It is
more
essentially
like,
the Uber for dog walkers, yeah. Now, it did very well, obviously, at the beginning. It attracted endorsements from celebrities, including singer Mariah Carey and actress Olivia Munn, who are also investors. By the time of the SoftBank deal, they'd reached into 100 cities with SoftBank's backing and the appointment of a veteran CEO around the same time. They looked primed to become a global pet care service leader. Now, more than a year and a half later, SoftBank and WAG have fallen short. They've gone through multiple rounds of layoffs, endured management changes, and shuttered their customer services hub in the Hollywood Hills, according to interviews with a bunch of their former employees. Some of the former employees claim that the CEO who joined has yet to get a handle on the fundamental issues facing the business, including growth, safety of pets, and customer services. Their stumble highlights the challenges that startups face in trying to apply the popular on-demand model to upend a range of industries. Now, this article is very long. It's 11 pages long, but they talk about the rivals that they have. They have a rival called Rover. And when Rover originally started, Rover were a company that were for like pet hotels, dog hotels.
Yep.
And then Rover realized that there's more money to be made by doing the dog walking thing as well. So they jumped on that bandwagon. Even though they had much less of a market share, their market share was then growing.
Mm-hmm.
The problem that WAG had is that they seemed to grow so quickly and didn't know what to do.
It exploded.
It exploded. And one of the reasons that they had so many problems, and it seems like something that if you're a dog owner, you would think about, right? The way in which it worked is that you would sign up for this service, and then you would have a little locker that you would put your keys in. So the dog walker could then come, log in using a PIN number, take your keys, go into your house, and take your dog for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if that person and your dog don't get along?
Which more often than not, they won't get along because it's a stranger.
Correct.
Like, you know, anyone who walks up to your house who isn't familiar to your dog or your dog hasn't smelled before is going to be a stranger to the dog. So the most interesting part of the article comes in the halfway through when it says that Jonathan Viner, who's one of the people who started the company, described the lead up founding WAG in a podcast. And he said his brother Josh had wanted to get a dog for years, but was told by family members that he was too busy to take care of one.
Right.
So fundamentally, this company was started by someone who has never had a dog.
Right.
And someone who has never had a dog doesn't understand the problems that come with having dogs.
Yeah.
So if you cannot absorb the issues that dog owners face with their pets, and then you want to provide them a service to look after their pets, then problems are going to come up. You're essentially treating the dog like a product or like a thing that, you know, someone can just take for a walk, not taking into account that the dog has its own personality. There are different sizes of dogs. There are dogs with different temperaments. There are dogs that might not want to follow the walker outside because fundamentally that's what dogs do. They're not supposed to follow people outside who are not their owners or their humans. There are a lot of things, like so many things this article says that shows you how the company sort of like collapsed. It got people who didn't understand the business. It also said that WAG has had at least 5 allegations made public of dogs being abused or dying in its care in the past year. So that itself is, if you're a pet owner and you see like the service, you could be like any other service in the US. Like you mentioned Uber, and Uber's had its fair share of like, you know, bad publicity. But Uber is a service that's meant for you. Mm. So you take that risk. It's like, do I want to get into an Uber or do I want to get into Lyft or something else?
That's only 2-star.
Yeah. But when it comes to your dog and you are a pet owner and then you see a service where it has been in the media that, you know, they've allowed dogs to die, that maybe some people are abusing the dogs, it's an immediate no.
Yeah, yeah. So
it kind of, you know, it explains itself like why their company collapsed. It's just a bunch of people who got together and got so big that they didn't understand the core customer. And the core customer isn't the person who owns the dog. It's the dog.
It's the dog, yeah. And like Uber, you know, Uber giving you and any of these, you know, ride-hailing services or whatever they are, you know, any kind of service, service, the app now, the rating, whether or not it's stars or whatever, 1 to 5 or whatever, makes a real big difference. Mm. If I order a car to pick me up, for example, and it's 5 stars compared to a car that is 2 stars. You know, I'm going to get in the 5-star car. But when it's something like this and it's a dog walker and they've been rated 2 stars, you're not going to hand over your dog to somebody like that.
No.
And the problem is there were so many people signing on to help with this service. They didn't know and they couldn't police all of them to figure out who was good and who was not. So they had dogs running off, going missing. And then they had this policy internally that if a dog went missing, they were not allowed to name the company. So they couldn't call up and say, hey, this is such and such from WAG. We have a dog missing. Can you help us find it? They had to say, hey, my friend's dog has gone missing. Can you help us find it? You know, and that level of kind of insecurity and sneakiness.
Dodginess.
You know, I think it is telling of who they are. But they haven't died. They're still around. Mm-hmm. And now they've had a lot more professional help, I want to say. You know, they've had another CEO who's come in to supposedly help them out and do a little bit better. I think fundamentally, if they address these issues and you are run by a group of people who are dog owners and have cared for dogs, and your employees or whatever you want to call them are of that ilk, I think it's a good business idea.
Yeah, especially since they're focusing on, you know, Hollywood. So yeah, they've got like Olivia Munn and Mariah Carey and stuff. If you get dog consultants, like let's say, what's his name? The dog whisperer, Cesar Millan.
Ah.
So you know, even though he has his fair share of controversy and stuff, someone like that who knows how the animals behave and how they're supposed to build their company around that animal, maybe that could help them. But yeah, I think if they keep sort of like blowing up and not understanding who they're catering to, then it's going to get even worse.
Mm.
Yeah.
But this whole point about SoftBank's Vision Fund as well. I mean, so you've got WAG, you've got WeWork, you've got Uber. It's literally like they have such, well, it's a $93 billion fund that they can pull out from. And you know, I feel as though it's almost like a virtual dartboard, where they have a dartboard and they're like, okay, we've got so much money, what do we try next? And thud. Okay, let's try dog walking.
Yeah, either that or it's sink or swim.
Yeah.
You know, they just push anyone they want into the swimming pool, and then if you can swim, you swim. If you can't, then, you know, you're just done for.
Yeah.
And it looks like that's what the company is doing, because Uber also had a lot of problems when they first started out, and then they hit like bumps in the bumps in the road. And then they've even the other one that you mentioned, a bunch of companies under SoftBank have had their growing pains and huge growing pains,
but huge successes as well.
Huge successes as well. Mm. So, you know, Maybe that's their mentality. Just like, you know, see if they can sink or swim.
Mm. Right. We're going to take a short break. Before we do, though, I've got a WhatsApp from number ending 2905 who says, hello, I'm working as a finance analyst. My side gig is photography and videos. I do have fun doing event photos and videos, and there's a lot to learn about communication through media. Thanks very much for that. Do keep the messages coming. 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Short break. Music coming up from the boss, Bruce Springsteen. This is Bobby Jean. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.